No.
Hang on. Who was that? I'm sorry.
I'm Art.
Yeah, I think I will take this up with the manager tomorrow.
Hang on.
No.
The reason you can't
Do you talk to all your customers like that?
No, that wasn't me, ma'am. I'm sorry. There's something wrong with our lines today. But listen, if you just quit being a dumb, stupid bitch and listen to me for a second.
Excuse me? You gonna call me a dumb, stupid bitch?
I'll call you whatever I want, okay? I'm the manager and you're not.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm calling the police and I'm gonna come up there with them and I'm gonna have your ass locked up.
That didn't sound good.
I hope you recorded that.
Just the last part. I came on after you told me.
Hello, Kmart.
Yes, can I speak to Brad?
You're speaking to him?
Yes, you called some woman a dumb, stupid bitch?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'm coming up there.
Hey, hold on. Why don't you lower your voice a little, okay?
No, how about not? That was my motherfucking mom, you little punk-ass bitch, and when I see you, I'm going to fuck your ass up, because I'm coming there all the time, nigga. What?
Okay.
Nigga, see if your ass don't get shanked
right.
up in that bitch
right.
like the last nigga would.
All right,
yeah.
All right, whatever you said. You need to get a better cell phone.
A better cell phone?
Yeah, your phone sucks.
No, I'm sorry, it's a home phone. I think your phone sucks, you dumb, stupid bitch.
That's what I called your mom.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to show you what a dumb, stupid bitch is. You want
to
show
listening to him. I'm listening to him.
Okay.
All right, are you done showing your little display of affection now?
You think I'm joking with you, don't you?
I don't care.
There's about 10 motherfuckers on the way up there already.
Well, why don't you stop talking and come on up here, man?
Okay.
Hang up and come on up here. Hang up the phone and come up here.
All right. Well,
that's all
you
gotta
do. You out of work. You go get your ass beat, and then you go call the police like a little...
All right. You keep smoking that crack there, buddy.
Yeah. I'm going to show you a nigga smoking crack pipe. Yeah,
apparently you're all talk because you're not coming up here.
Pipe. Huh?
Apparently you're all talk because you're not coming up here. Hang up the phone and come to
Kmart.
All right, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, okay, we'll see.
Come
Hang up the phone. Bye-bye.
Come on. Hang up. Let's go.
All right, I'm going to come up there. You ain't got to worry about that.
Okay, hurry up.
All right, whatever.
Hurry up now. I get off at 7.
Your ass gets stabbed, nigga. Don't get mad.
All right, we won't get mad.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, that's why your tip phone not going, bitch. That's all right. Good.
So are you going to come up and stab us or not? We get off in 2 hours.
All right.
You want to watch us get off?
I'll meet your ass.
All right, man. Come on.
Fuck yeah.
Hang up now and meet us. Come on up.
With your little faggot-ass voice. Sound like a little bitch. What, you sucking all the dude's dicks in there, huh?
Yeah, what a faggot. I thought you were all talk.
Yeah,
you're just going to sit here and talk all night.
I'll show you all talk, nigga, yeah. I'll show you all talk, man.
Yeah, you are showing us all talk right now. That's what you're doing.
Say what? Yeah. You'll see, nigga. Yeah. Don't worry about that. Wait till your faggot ass walks out the store, nigga. You get stabbed in your motherfucking back.
Okay.
You ain't gonna know what hit your ass then when you're laying on the ground gargling on your own fucking blood, are you, huh? You ain't gonna know what to do then, are you?
I feel scared now.
Yeah, wait. Yeah, you ain't gonna be the last motherfucker. Come on in here, boy. Come on.
All right, we don't care now. Shut up.
So,
okay.
Come on up now. Hang up your phone.
All
right. Seriously.
Hey, keep on being a little punk-ass bitch talking shit to people.
We're not talking shit. We're inviting you to come up here and kill us.
Nigga, you don't know the fuck you were talking to, do you, huh?
No.
You don't know the fuck you were talking to, do you?
You're a big man, aren't
you? We don't care either.
Okay, yeah, you ain't gonna care when your ass gets locked up, motherfucker.
Good.
Yeah, nigga, and see if I don't have a hit out for your ass in jail either, nigga, because I get locked up on the Monday, dude.
I get locked up
on Monday, nigga, so I can guarantee your ass will get shanked in the jail.
So are you going to come up here tonight?
Okay, nigga. Huh?
You coming up here tonight or not?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to come up there. You ain't got to worry about that.
Well, why don't you hurry up?
All right, you get up in 2 hours. 2 hours from now.
We're getting bored. Hurry up.
All right, yeah. You keep on getting bored, man. You can see what hit your ass.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, yeah.
wish that guy was funny, man.
Yeah.
So you're going to be here at 7 then, huh?
How come he keeps talking?
I don't know. He's not coming up. You
don't know, motherfucker.
I don't think he's coming up here.
I don't think he gets that it's a joke, but...
Yeah, it ain't no joke, nigga. Thing I'm playing, nigga. I'll be up there in just a minute, nigga. I don't live too far.
Well, you gotta hang up the phone to get up here, so hang up now.
All right, just watch. All right, I'll be up there in just a minute.
Okay.
Hurry up.
Bye.
Hurry.
God.
Damn.
Dude, I don't be recording from the beginning, dude, because he was like, I need to talk to Brad. I was like, you're talking to him.
Get me locked up, because I just went up there and lodged a complaint.
He's like, I'm calling him up there because they're checking the security tapes to see who's on the phone.
Oh.
Yes. Who's this?
This.
Is this Mark?
It is. Actually, I was apparently calling you. That's interesting. We have our lines crossed. Hold on.
Hello?
Hello. Can I help you?
Yeah, who am I speaking to?
My name is...
I was just up there, and lodged a complaint with, one of the managers up there.
Right.
Because when I called up there earlier, a, kid that said his name was Brent or Brad, cussed me out on the phone and told me, do y'all have security cameras, to see who answered that phone?
Well, I can tell you, yes, we do, and I can tell you that the people who answer the phone are not the people who work here. I can tell you we had somebody in the store today working on our phones, and actually I was just dialing our store phone number, and you picked up.
Well, I was dialing your number,
right.
And
we both are on the same line, which is really kind of strange. We were just on another phone call, and two guys who are... working on a computer, we're talking about something else. So I believe it's somebody outside the store that has tapped into our phone line.
Well, how, because this is, I called up there and, well, how would they know this kid's name, Brent or Brad, that works there?
Well, that I don't know.
And all, because he sat there, when I called up there to ask to speak to a manager, he told me, he goes, I am a assistant manager. And I said...
Well, we have no assistant manager named that.
Okay, well, this kid said... I said, look, I bought something on the 8th. My check cleared the bank on the 13th. And I don't understand why I have to wait 3 more days to get my money back. And he said, bitch. And I said, excuse me? And he goes, well, if you stop being such a dumb bitch, I will tell you our store policy.
Right.
You have to wait 10 days. Whoever it was knew your
that's
store.
That's not our policy either. So whoever this is told you wrong. That's, he probably does not work for Kmart. I guarantee you doesn't work for Kmart.
Well, they pointed out.
Several different people having comments about phone calls like this for the last few minutes. We've had the telephone company in today working on the phones, and I believe that's what caused the problem. I think it's kind of a sick practical joke. Somebody got the call and they've been playing with you, which unfortunately is not what we like, but that is not any one of our managers who would have said that. And we do not have a manager by that name in this store.
But you do have an employee up there right there by the name of Brent.
Well, there is an employee named Brent, and he was out of the store at the time that call was being made. So unfortunately, that, again, would not be that person.
Well, all I know is that I made a police report, and I used his name in the police report, so because that's the name that was given to me, so whoever...
Well, you gave me two names, actually, on that, so
Ed.
Brad,
yeah.
Or Brent, so...
But when I was up there just a minute ago, when I came through the door, I was talking to a man. I don't know who I was talking to. But he even told me that I had to wait he said he was a manager there and that I had to wait till the 18th to get my money back, even though my check has cleared the bank on the 13th.
Well, we have no way of telling until our bank tells us it's cleared. Now, 18th, I don't know where that date would have come from.
Because he said it's 10 days, and he said if I bought it on the 8th, which my receipt says, that would make the 18th, 10 days.
Okay. Well, they have to be able to verify that there is a waiting period for that, and that's for your protection as well as ours.
Well, I don't know. The kid that I saw there when I was talking to the manager about it, he looked right at me and started laughing. And the way I will be honest with you, my gut instinct tells me that that's exactly who picked up on that phone when I called. Because I only live 3 minutes around the corner, so it doesn't take me 3 minutes to get to your store.
Sure.
And I have a feeling that that young man did intercept a phone call and make that phone call or speak to me and all. And I don't been there since 5 o'clock, but this call didn't. When I talked to him, I was just up at that Kmart. And I came right back to call you because I wanted to see if you had security cameras. And if so, that they told me that the phone can be picked up in the fitting room, and if anybody else picked up.
Will you stop rambling and just hang up your phone?
Okay.
Did you just hear that?
I did, and actually we will trace this call so that we can go ahead and contact.
We fucked your mother, bitch.
Did you hear this?
Yes, I did.
Did somebody on your phone?
He's not your mother's dad. He's not
the
manager.
Electronics. He will hold up an electronic.
He's not the manager.
He never
fucked with you.
Do what?
That guy's not really the manager. He's just listening to your rambling.
That guy's not really the manager.
That's right. That's why the police will locate you. Ma'am, just
yeah.
Hang up.
All right.
Thank you.
We're in electronics.
All right, bye.